Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. We're live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper for you. That's right, folks. Welcome. What a conversation. You ever watch TikToks? Or I watch the Reels. I mean, like, I'm even on YouTube now. It's a lot like the same video. And if you watch videos, they'll come up like, oh, you want to comment? And so, you know, the videos that will come up and stuff like these shorts, you know, and they had one in with this lady's, and it was talking about SatanCon, like Comic-Con, but SatanCon. And I'm like, I'm laughing at it. Like, this is a joke. Really? You know, and this lady's ripping up a Bible, and I'm like, oh, Lord, help her. I mean, she needs Jesus. Thinking, I'm like, this ain't real. And wow, when I sat there and I watch, I don't know how many of you follow. I follow a lot of biblical people and people that do stuff like that. So I follow Dr. Stephen Turley, and he did it. It was the Satanic Temple hosted a SatanCon. I want to get into that because that's just... The Navy confirms using drag queen influencers as a digital ambassador to attract recruits. Remember when they attracted recruits with the Top Gun? Yeah, that was a naval recruitment video. That was to get people interested in the Navy. Top Gun. Now they got drag queens. Atlanta PD is seeking 24-year-old Delon Peterson in connection with hospital shooting. I can't wait to hear all the anti-gun, we need to take away guns. They're killing people. Olan Omar, no one cares about you. Quit speaking, because what you're doing is you're just causing the climate crisis to get worse. Yeah, they call it a climate crisis now because when you have like extremely cold start to May, one of the coldest Mays we've ever had on record since they've been taking, you know, don't worry, folks. It's a climate crisis, but Olan Omar is spewing out, dude, you're going to damage the environment with all the crap coming out of your mouth. Please stop. But she's saying that Tucker Carlson is the king of hate. Yeah. If you're truly Muslim, Omar, then you would hate gays. You would hate lesbians. You would have them being stoned to death. So don't even talk to me about hate, girl. Just go back in your hole. We don't like you. We hate you. You're not having more Muslims in Congress than ever before. There's nothing to help the democracy that we're not. Tom Cotton, yes, Joe Biden has sent troops to the southern border, and I don't understand why. I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I'm understanding they're just to help to process these people. Now, you're not going to deport them. You're just going to bring them in here. Good luck. Oh, yeah. So much I want to get into, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you're a part of, and don't forget this.
Hi, my name is Caleb Rouse, and I'm an author, digital creator, and relationship mentor with my beautiful wife, Stephanie, and we currently live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And today I get the honor of sharing with you the verse of the day, which comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are already doing. And what a blessing it is to be an encouragement to somebody else. There's places in the Bible that talks about a word of encouragement, a word of kindness being like honeycomb to our soul. And what a blessing it is to feel that encouragement in our lives. And what I love about this verse is it's not talking about the encouragement or receiving the encouragement, but it's talking about a charge of going out and being an encouragement to others, to be a blessing to others, because it can make the difference in somebody's day. And so I thought of three ways that you can be an encouragement to somebody in your life today, taking action right now. And one of those ways is through prayer. Man, I can feel people's prayers when they pray for me. When I'm having a bad day and I reach out to a friend or reach out to a family member or even to my wife, having them pray over me and encourage me in that way is such a blessing. God's hand moves when we really reach out to him and allow him to work in our lives. And the second way of encouraging somebody is through our actions. What ways can you step out today and be an encouragement with your actions over somebody, serving them in a way that encourages them and lifts them up? And the other way that I can think of is with your words. How can you just encourage somebody and let them know that what they're doing or who they are in Christ is such a blessing in your life? And what words can you say? What honeycomb can you be to their life by encouraging them today that allows them to be blessed? And so I just want to encourage you that God has gifted you in unique ways and beautiful ways to be a person of encouragement in somebody's life today. It doesn't have to be to a ton of people. Just if you can encourage one person today, it can make all the difference in their life.
Think about that as going through your day today. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Yeah, I'm in 1 Corinthians. It's good though. Romans, I love Romans. Yeah, I was just doing some study on that, and it's very interesting. But this, when I saw that short where this lady was ripping up a Bible, and I'm like, this is a joke, and it was actually in Boston. There was a SatanCon where the Satanic Temple had a SatanCon, and they showed a clip of a website where they're like mocking us in terms of like, isn't it funny how people are losing their bleep because at the Grammys they had a satanic thing? I'm like, first of all, that couldn't have been a last-minute decision. That would have had to have been rehearsed, thought out, and everything, approved and everything. First of all. Second of all, we're not losing our minds. We go to the NFL to watch football, not to have people be anti-American and take a knee during the national anthem and get all political. We watch ESPN for sports. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome back to ESPN, ESPN Tonight. Welcome to MLB Tonight. Tonight on the program, we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter in like 30 minutes. Okay, this is supposed to be about baseball, not about politics. Wait a minute. You know, we're not watching the Grammys to see a satanic ritual. We're watching to be entertained. Don't worry, folks. Because they show them taking a Blue Lives Matter, which is like first responders, cops and stuff like that, one of those flags, and ripping it in half. Like, what does that prove? What does that have to do with Christianity or Satanism? I don't understand. I mean, those people need Jesus. I remember watching a documentary on a guy that was a complete atheist. 100%. Devout atheist. Didn't believe in anything. He was legally pronounced dead and went to hell. Now he is a pastor. He runs a church. All you have to do is watch that video of the guy that started the Satanic Temple, and he was on his deathbed. Oh, I made a big, what a mistake. I mean, this SatanCon, Lord, I mean, they need Jesus. I mean, you ever see those like those water cannons? They have those trucks with the water cannon, like when people are trying to stand up against their government, they spray them with the water cannon. I'd love to fill one of those things full up. I'd have been there. Yeah, okay, I want as many religious people here. I want to pray over this water. I want this water to be anointed. I want it to be the most holiest water ever. I want salt. I want everything. I just want to go there and just blast them all with that. Shoot a water cannon. Knock them out full of holy water. I mean, that's what we need. Because there was another shooting. Another shooting at Atlanta Hospital. Oh, I'm just waiting for this. I have people, I guarantee you, if I get on Facebook right now, I will have people that, I can't believe any of my friends still support guns after this. Another shooting, and you're going to tell me that you support the Second Amendment? You are so insensitive. I guarantee you, I will probably have at least 20 friends that will go AWOL to anyone that supports guns, and with another shooting. No? Well, and I told one of them off, I said, well, there were trucks in my parking lot in high school that were unlocked with loaded shotguns in the back. See, in the back window of a truck, they have a rack. It's called a gun rack, and you put shotguns, and they were fully loaded so they could go hunting after school. And guess what? No one opened up the truck to get the gun because it was unlocked. They didn't need a key. They didn't have to break in. No one grabbed the guns. No one stole the guns. No one shot up anything. There's a Texas hospital where a principal is there because he was injured breaking up a fight. See, when I was in school, we had teachers. Okay, he's the fight breaker upper. And literally, he would take the two kids, grab them by the shirt, smash their heads up against the locker, and okay, you're going to the principal's office. And he would pick them both up by their shirts, holding them. And see, but it was different. In my day, not only would I get my ass beat at school by the teacher, because you would have a long-ass paddle, when I got home, my parents would beat my ass. Excuse my French, but I didn't get in trouble. My mom worked at the school, so all I had to do was just hit an extension and they could get my mom. I never caused trouble. Now, see, the problem is we have gone so far south in the society where if I would have been dropped off 5 blocks from the house or 6 blocks from the house, my mom would have been like, okay, I'm going to call the school. I'm going to get the extension to the transportation department through my school. I'm going to call them. I'm going to find out what you did for the bus driver to drop you off, not where he's supposed to, but like 5 blocks earlier. What did you do? Nowadays, if a person wanted to do that because the bus driver did that because the kid's disrespectful, there'd be a lawsuit. How dare you drop my kid off? Kids are flunking. Why'd you flunk my school? Because he didn't pass kindergarten. He couldn't finger paint. How dare you? And then because the parents complain, instead of trying to get their kid the help it needs so it can be a great student, they just pass him on. You have states where, okay, this 6-year-old thinks it's a girl, then the doctor has to give it hormones and has to puberty block out to stop all this, permanently damaging the kid, because if the kid wants to be a transgender kid, the parents can't stop him because there's laws going to be passed. Imagine 48 years old. Not that I'm telling you my age. Here's the thing. There were things that when I was 16, 17, I thought I'd be chewing Levi Garrett to this day. I remember when I went to a tobacco shop one time, they had Mail Pouch Tobacco. There's a guy I got to meet. He was a famous old guy that painted barns, and on the side of barns it had "Treat yourself to Mail Pouch Tobacco. Treat yourself to the best." Famous. And there are people that have taken some of those and they say, and they've spray painted over, "Treat yourself to cancer." And I'm like, those are historic. That guy, he got paid and he painted those on barns and stuff there. It's sad. But that's the world we live in. People want to just erase history. 10 years ago, he went back and repainted some of them again, and it was like part of Americana that's gone. But, you know, I couldn't believe they still had that because I chewed that at one time. Wasn't bad. It's not Levi Garrett, but, I mean, I thought I'd be chewing that till the day I died. Nope. I don't. A lot of things I did. I used to do all kinds of stuff. I don't do anymore. Like when you get to be my age and you look at your yearbooks and you're like, oh my, we had to have hair like that? Are you kidding me? Oh. Yeah. If you put a match to that hair, up in flames. But here's my point. I've said this before. There's things that we would have done back then that were, oh, this is who I am. Now it's not. And they want to have places. There are places in America that are, if one of my nieces or nephews says, I'm a girl even though I'm a boy, they're going to get all the medication they need to totally permanently destroy their body to become the opposite sex. That in 4 years, they're probably not going to be into that anymore. The fad's going to be gone, and they're going to have permanent damage. Oh, you can't do anything. You can't stop a kid from doing what they want to do. It's a world without God. I read like an article, and this is not 100% accurate, but this is like, this will explain it. There was like, if you were to take every person that's in America right now, legal, illegal, foreigner, tourist, whoever, anyone that's in the continental United States, you could put like 20 bullets in every American and still have ammo left over and everyone would be killed. But they say that guns are the problem. Guns aren't the problem. It's hearts without God. This country has so much hate. I mean, I'm a huge Deadhead. And the Dead and Company are doing their final tour. I think it's probably going to be the last time that any remnants of what the Grateful Dead was is going to tour. Bob Weir and Bill Kreutzmann are the only two original members. Mickey Hart not really is because sort of like 5 years later, but anywho. Bo Kreisman's not going to be on this tour. Okay. They're way up there in age. Bob Weir doesn't have to tour anymore. Here's my point. Everyone's up and on, everyone's got their diapers full, their panties in a wad, everything. Don't be sad that it's ending. Be happy that it happened. I remember I watched a video on the gate crashers at Deer Creek, and it was like, and that was a nightmare. Because you had too many idiots that have to see the like, if I don't have a ticket, you don't go. I didn't get in. I had plenty of great times, and I was outside the venue. Oh, you'd sit there and you'd be hanging out and, dude, don't you got a ticket, man? Oh, crap. Man, the show's going to start in like half an hour. You better get in there, okay? I mean, they did a National Record Store Day of a 77 show. And this guy's like, something like, here's to all 40,000 people who were at the show. And I'm like, Because I guess everybody and the mother is like, yeah. Like when people post about that Record Store Day compilation of a show, it, like when they do compilations, they might be there for like 3 nights or 4 nights at the same venue, like May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And they do like a bunch of like clips, and they do a bunch of songs from like the best parts of the show, the four shows or whatever. You know, like the first two discs might be some openers and then some closers. And what's funny about it is, like, I guess everyone's like, I was there. I'm like, well, I'm 48 years old, and I would have been 3 when that concert happened. So, I mean, I've met people way up there that, like, yeah, my first show was Keith and Donna Gottschalk's last concert. Wow, because they're old-timers. I mean, they're, like, old. They're, like, they were country hippies, man. They came out in woodwork to see a show, and no way. And you can tell they're old, so it's not like, okay, yeah, when were you born, like 1990? Yeah, there's no way you saw Keith and Donna Gottschalk's last concert, yeah. You know, so that'd be really easy to anyone that said they were at that 77 show, yeah. They'd have to be at least, at 48 years old, they'd be three years old or two. I'd be about 2 years old when that concert happened. 2 years old. But there's so much hate. Instead of just going with the flow, everyone's all pissy and I don't know. This country needs Jesus. We need to get our hearts back to God. But you have too many people that don't know anything. That's the problem. They don't care. I mean, that's one of the big issues we have in this world. Like, Olan Omar has come out, and she's a waste of oxygen. But she's come out saying that Tucker Carlson is the king of hate. And there's all these people that, oh, because there's 5 hours of footage from January 6th, and Tucker Carlson just took 5 minutes of it, and he just manipulated it to make it look like there was no insurrection. I've seen so many videos that show these cops escorting these people around, trying to get them into to rooms and trying to, if the room's locked, they're not opening it, but they're trying to see if they can open up the doors for these people. They're not arresting these people. They're escorting them around. But whatever. But the problem is you have people that no matter what you show them, Tucker Carlson was a liar. He's a hater. He's a inciter of violence. You know, it's sort of like Greta Thunberg, when that reporter went up to her and went up to her seriously, and he goes, are you going to condone every person that came here to this climate crisis conference all flew in private Learjets, one of the most dangerous and they're the most damaging to the earth and the environment. You shouldn't have them. They damage the environment. Are you going to call them out? Nope, don't call them out. Why not? You're trying to stop the climate crisis. That isn't real, but well, they call it that now because when we have a very, very record cold start to May, one of the coldest since they've been keeping temps since like the 1800s at some point. Well, yeah, it's a climate crisis. You didn't know that? It's not really global warming. Yeah, we're all going to die. Yeah, just look at all those posts throughout the last like 7-8 years that people have had to delete because we should all be gone by now. The polar ice caps should have completely melted and we should all be underwater by now. What you got to ask yourself is, how can I make the money that the people involved with the climate crisis make? I don't believe in this BS. I just want to make the billions of dollars that these, I want to have like the people that go to these climate, like the G7 summits on climate crisis and climate control, I want to be like those people and have the 7 mansions and the 5 private Learjets and the 50 cars and the high-end AP watches and the billions in diamonds. And I want to be able to make the billions they do off of this climate joke. Even Greta Thunberg's had to delete stuff recently because, guess what? Yep. The earth isn't gone. you're going to have people that no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're never going to, no matter what, they don't care. Biden's the best. Well, how is he the best? We got hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border illegally. Half of them, 90% of them, aren't accounted for. Record high gas prices. You buy two bags of groceries, it's $50. That's cheap. Probably about $70-$80, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's great. And they already screwed them. They already shot themselves in the foot because now they've passed the legislation and it's starting now. If you have very bad credit, you'll be able to get great rates and be able to get a mortgage. But if you have good credit and everything's going great, you're going to pay more. But the problem you're going to have anyways is a $200,000, probably be about a $350,000 home if you buy it right now. Because me and my wife have looked at a couple houses, and the day they go on, I mean, if you see this, you can go by this road every day, and all of a sudden a sign will pop up for sale, and it'll be like pending instantly. But that $350,000 house, I guarantee you in a year or two, at max 2 years, I believe in about 3 years max, maybe about a year and a half, you're going to have 60% of the people that owe way more in a mortgage than their house is worth. They're going to have they're going to owe $300,000 on a mortgage that they bought a house for $325,000 and they owe $300,000 on it, and that house is going to, if I was to sell it today, I'd get about $80,000, maybe $100,000. I mean, my pastor is a good example. He's been offered 3 times what he paid for his house. He can't even get anything even close to what he has. He's like, I can get 3 times. Cool. I can't wait to see how much of an improvement I can get on what I have. Nope. It'd be smaller. But that's where we're at, folks. And just like in that 2009 housing crisis under Obama, you're going to have the same thing coming here. Because you're going to have, I think, 60% of the people are going to owe probably double what their house is worth. We have a great economy. The gas prices is through the roof, but we have a great economy. And there goes the most beautiful woman in the world. But anywho, you can't explain that to these people. There are people that don't get it. This country's wonderful. This country's great. This country's amazing. Everything's just going wonderful. But how do you get to those people? How do you educate these people to think everything's wonderful? Everything's just great. Is the gas price great or what? I don't know. That's why, with this program, folks, I try to understand this world that we live in. I mean, you got Biden sending troops to the southern border, more than likely just to process all the people. He's not going to do anything. It's nuts. It's crazy. When I remember in 1986, I found this out way later, but in 1986, there was a movie called Top Gun. I love you. And if you don't know what Top Gun was, it was a naval recruiting video to get people excited about the Navy and pilots and planes. What is?
Now it's women in drag.
Yeah, now it's women in drag. Are you? But like I was talking about earlier.
A lot of people, a lot of Navy people.
That are. Ooh, this is. See, you can pull this. But this is the problem, folks. It's there. This is a world without God. You can take every single solitary person, whether it's an American, traveler, illegal, it doesn't matter. You could put 10 bullets in every single solitary American and have tons of ammo left over and kill every single one of us. It's not about guns. It's a heart without God. That's what this country needs to get. I thought that was a joke when I saw that in Boston they had a Satan Con. It was like a Comic-Con.
It's real.
It was real. It made me sit, and then they're like, I can't believe how many people were out. They love the fact that they say that there were Christians that were outraged that they had, like, satanic stuff at the Grammys. I'm like, well, the Grammys are not, that's why no one watches crap anymore, because we used to watch baseball to get away from the politics. We used to watch football to get away from the politics. We used to watch ESPN, SportsCenter. Hello, I'm Steve Levy, and welcome to ESPN SportsCenter. Tonight, the Dallas Mavericks are 10-0. Now it's welcome to Political Center. Tonight, we're going to talk about another protest at the NBA game. It's not about sports anymore. It's all about pushing a political agenda. The things that, that's why. I mean, like I tell people, especially when you go to the stores, how you doing, sir? Can I ask you what you use for cable? I use the 18-gauge wire. No, I said I use an antenna. Why? Because every channel that we used to watch, or 90% of what we used to watch, we can get for free through an antenna. We don't have to be indoctrinated. We get to watch the shows that we enjoy. Well, that can get really, no, I'm not bored. I think it was the greatest. I mean, I do miss, because they still do, I guess, South Park episodes. And I haven't seen a new South Park episode in a while. But see, I miss when they had their own South Park studios. And you could watch the episode right after it aired. And, you know, and then it became a Hulu thing. Then you had to pay for it. I was like, no. You guys got more money than you know what to do with. You could have it still in your South Park studios. But maybe, just maybe, we need to get our hearts back to God. Put him first. Budweiser's, like, they're sinking. I mean, they're trying to come back from that Dylan Mulvaney thing, and it's like, they're not even, they're sinking. I mean, what was it they said at Costco? They have like 80% off Bud Light, and they can't even sell it. They can't even give it away. No. Folks, that shows what people really want in this country. Just because you see a couple people, and if anyone can tell me, and you can reach out to me. There's several ways you can reach out to me, you know, through Facebook or whatever. What is tearing a Blue Lives Matter that supports first responders and cops and stuff, how is that tearing it in half? How is that like a satanic thing? What does it have to do with being anti-Christian? I'd love to know, because they did it and they bragged about it. Like I said, I'd love to get like a 100,000 gallon water cannon truck and sit there and have it. Okay, I need calling all Christians, priests, parishioners, everyone. I'm going to fill this with salt water. I'm going to heavily pray over it. I want it to be the most holiest water. I want it to be blessed. And then I want to go to that Satan con. I just want to sit there and just blast them all with that holy water, with a water cannon. I thought it was, I mean, what is going on with this world? Because I remember there used to be a show called Freaks and Geeks. Got about 23 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And it was kind of cool because it reminded me of like when I was in school and I was like that like kind of nerdy kid. Not really the popular kid, but, you know. And I thought that show was like the coolest and they had Dungeons and Dragons. What are you afraid to play Dungeons and Dragons? Because one of my friends still does and has dice and all that stuff, but. And they had, man, you got to go. Man, there's this band called The Grateful Dead on tour, man. You got to go check them out this summer. No way. I'm like, cool. And it wasn't until one of the episodes where they had Reagan coming to the school and this teacher convinced this girl, you need to stand up even if you're the only one. Stand up against Reagan. And I'm like, okay, click. And I've never seen it. Never watched an episode. I stopped watching it. It was Freaks and Geeks. And when they had a girl and this teacher had her stand up and they had this girl stand up against Ronald Reagan. And I'm like, yeah, nope, I'm done. Click. And that was one of my first real where it was like blatantly obvious that, okay, yeah, they're really like anti-American. Because even like I've shared a video of a drag queen. She goes, you can tell me that I'm going to hell. I'm a free speech absolutist. My freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. When you have these kids that go screaming and carrying on, you can't be here with the kid, you can't be here. And the cop's like, ma'am, his freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. He has every right to be here. As long as he's peaceful and he's not doing anything wrong, he can be here. And of course, the lady storms off like a little girl with a temper tantrum. Like, just take your pacifier and go. You may not like the KKK. As long as they're not killing people, they have the right to freedom of speech. You may not like the Black Lives Matter movement, but as long as they're not tearing and burning down buildings, they have the right to speak their mind. I mean, black lives do matter, except for, I guess, when it's killed by another black person or it's in the womb at Planned Parenthood or, you know, I can go on and on, but, you know. I mean, if you want to have an organization that really cares about black lives and really cares about wanting to end black-on-black deaths and black abortions, start a real one. The problem is back when they had the war on poverty, oh, we're going to make it more lucrative for you to get divorced because, hey, I can't, look, this is all the help I get from the government? Sure. Well, if you were single, you get double. Okay. Wow. Cha-ching. And there was an incentive for a woman to be single.
They told our pastor that they were divorced, but they would give them all kind of assistance when they had the twins.
Yeah.
Actually, we're telling them to divorce.
Mm-hmm. I'll get more assistance if I'm divorced from my wife. Let me see here. You know who my assistance comes from? God. I'm gonna tell you a testimony. Okay? And I've talked about this before. My leg, I tore my right calf muscle. I was having problems. I was in pain. We're at prayer night. And my wife, when I turned to her, she tells me to come. And she goes, the Lord, you know, God spoke to me and said, you need to walk around this place 7 times. And because I was struggling. I'm like, here I am, a Christian, and I'm not, why did this happen? Why? And he goes, well, okay. And instantly, God rebuked me. He goes, what happened in the Bible? I took my saliva and I made mud with the dirt, and I rubbed it on the blind man's eyes, and I said, go to the river and wash it off, and you will see. I didn't just heal him. He had to do something. He had to trust, and I was losing a little bit of faith. And God gave me something I had to do. If you're going to trust in me like that blind guy did, you're going to walk around here like he had to go wash his eyes. I'm not just going to heal you. I'm going to see if you're actually going to listen and obey. And when I did that, I have not had any issues with my leg at all. I stretch it a little bit, but I have had no problem whatsoever. Now, when I'm on Tuesday night prayer, I'm praying. Like I was telling Pastor last night, I'm like, when I was first hurt, I'm like, if I really can't make it, I'll watch it on Facebook Live, but I want to be there. There's something about being at church that you can't get from watching Facebook Live. That's why even when we go, like when we go to Michigan and we go to my mother-in-law's church, I love the summit. It's great. Everyone there is amazing. The Bible study before, it's great. We have great conversation, great fellowship. It's like when we go home and we listen to my church that me and my wife go to, it's not the same as if we were at the church, but it's still great. We still get a great message. But, you know, there's nothing like being at church. Like Joel Osteen says, and I'm not a big supporter of him, but what he says at the end is always true. Get yourself in a good Bible-based church. Get yourself in a good Bible-based church. Get yourself in a church. Don't just watch online unless you absolutely can't, like you can't get out of the house. Get yourself around believers. And that's what this country needs. They need to get on their knees. A nation on their knees is better than a fighting. We need to be putting down our guns, putting down our knives and our anger and fighting in prayer. That's what this nation needs. We don't need 6-year-olds who don't know who don't know anything. There's reasons why you can't vote, you can't drive, you can't do certain things. You're not old enough. Even in the news, I still see so many times people who die suddenly. People who die suddenly. People who die suddenly. You know, this nation is, I'm loving seeing all these people that, like, when they win a boxing match or they win this or they win that, you know, first of all, God gets all the glory. One guy actually came out and kind of made a comment like he was kind of like encouraged not to talk about God, and he's nope. It's like they, I don't know what it's called, but they have like a Dancing with the Stars thing, but they have like celebrities that train and then they go on and they do like something. And they had 90210's Gabriel Carteris, and they had Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they learned to do a high wire act. And at the end of it, they said, don't hug, don't do anything, don't show like you guys support each other, just kind of do the high wire act. That's what the producer said, and Gabriel Carteris goes at the end of this thing, I'm going to give you the biggest hug and a big kiss, and we're going to just embrace and come together. Because they wanted to keep this white and black divide. That's what the producers told them, like, don't hug, don't kiss, don't, you know, just kind of, you know, keep your distance. And she's like, no way, not today. And Carlton's like, yep, I forget who the actor's name is, but like, yeah, he's like, yep. This is nice to see people standing up, though. It's nice to see something like that happen. It's nice to see people, hey, I'm putting God first. You know, you want to know about Jesus? I'll tell you. You want me to pray for you? I'll pray for you. I'll be there for you. You know, like I was talking about just about 5 minutes ago, a U.S. track and field Olympian, Terry Bowie, dies suddenly at 32. like everyone said, when we were talking about the vaccine and having issues with it, like 2 weeks later, everyone's like, yeah, no one's dying. I'm like, well, I didn't say it was going to happen overnight. I said, give it like 5 years and you will see a dramatic drop in the population. And every time I turn around, I see one or two or three people here or there, more than I ever saw. And it's sad. But it goes back to the same people that you only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to say. If they don't tell you how to think or what to say, then you don't know what to do. 2 weeks later, just shut up and get the vaccine. We can't get back to normal. Yeah, when did all the taking the photos with like the vaccination card stop? Because I'm sure, and it's funny because you hardly ever hear anything about getting the 50th booster. What happened to all those variants? Every time you turned around, they had a new variant.
You're not going to get Fauci to say anything. He is in so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's being blamed for the whole pandemic.
Yeah. But it's funny because you never hear about any of the variants. This is the Star Wars variant. Yes, this vaccine doesn't even do anything, so you're going to have to get another vaccine for the vaccine of the vaccine. You're going to get it because this is the vaccine that's going to fix all the vaccines. Trust us. We're the government. We know all. And if you don't get the vaccine, we're gonna force it down your throat. We'll kill you if you don't get the vaccine. And I don't know how anyone can sit there with a straight face and say, you're going to kill us all if you don't get vaccinated. Well, let me get this straight. So everyone that's vaccinated is going to die from an unvaccinated person, and why are you getting the shot? No, if you get the vaccine, then it should only be the unvaccinated that are going to continuously get the virus. No, we won't, because we have something called natural immunity. Once we get the antibodies, we're protected. Remember, folks, it's only unarmed citizens that get killed. Usually when there's an active shooter and someone is concealing and carrying that this is what they're doing, they usually stop this situation. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Oh, yes. It's a wonderful life. It's a great day, folks. Yeah, I love, because now, like Arsenal Fan TV, when they do the fan cams, they have, like, little shorts. Like, oh, I loved it. I loved it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that Arsenal Man City game, that was great. I was debating on watching it on That's Football or on Arsenal Fan TV, and then watching like some of the shorts of, man, this is a championship bottle job. I want Arsenal to win so bad because they deserve this title.
That was 6 years ago. He didn't think Arsenal deserved anything. Just saying.
Yeah. But their owners are just as bad as ours. So it's just, but you learn. I mean, I guess one thing I've learned in life is this. If, like, Man City is our rival, if a plane went down and five players got killed, it'd be gut-wrenching. We would be in solidarity. Every English football club and every football club around the world be in solidarity with them. When that NFL player went down, all those people with the 75 cars and the 4,000 pairs of shoes and the 75 rings and the 500 Cuban chains, he could die. Personal possessions don't mean anything. And, you know, and you humble yourself. I mean, I think we can pretty much get top four. I think that can be pretty much summed up. We might be able to get third, but hey. It's going to be interesting to see Liverpool in the Europa League. It's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, when you look at the table, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we play tomorrow. We play Brighthove Albion at 3. It's going to be a pretty good game. I think it's going to be evenly matched. I can't wait to hear the presser to see what Erik ten Hag, and he's doing the best he can with what he has. And I think that's what the Glazers wanted all along. They're hoping they could get some sort of Alex Ferguson in there, that they could throw any players at him and he could win with them. Instead of getting them the players that he wants, you know, we're just going to overpay for players and hope they work. I mean, there's, and my wife says it best, there's no guarantee of anybody. And it's the truth. She's taught me a lot because there is. I mean, you can, you know, imagine if you stepped off the plane, you twist your ankle, okay, you're done. Yeah, you fractured this and the odds of it being re-injured is so much that, yeah, you're pretty much days of playing football over. Huh? Like if you ever saw the movie Goal, we're one knee or ankle injury away from flipping burgers. You know, so I think it's going to be interesting. I just like the fact that, like, the two parties involved in the purchase of Manchester United, like, we wanted this done already. Hello? They keep moving the goalposts. Well, this is, it's January 31st is the time for the final bids. Nope. Yeah, for round one. Round two is going to start in February, and at the end of February, we'll have the end of round two, and then three and four, and then it's going to... Nope. You just expected to have 50 million people interested in buying Manchester United, and you get 10 times more than it's worth. Nope. When people are actually calling your bluff, I'm like, hey, this is a $4 billion team. Well, I got to put $4 billion just, even if the Glazers give me the club for free, I still need to put $2 billion into the stadium, $1 billion into the debt, and $1 billion for the team itself. So there's $4 billion invested in the club without even paying a dime for it. And I think these people that are wanting to buy it are calling them out saying, hey, it's going to cost at least $1 billion minimum for the stadium. I got $1 billion in debt and $1 billion for the team. There's $3 billion at the lowest. And I haven't even paid a dime for the club. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with City and all those. They have like 115 charges against them for doing all kinds of finance stuff wrong. So it's going to be interesting if they get found guilty on any of those or all, what they might, you know. But we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, Jude Bellingham, I heard he's going to Real. It's a done deal. I'm like, you know, I mean, a lot of these players, I mean, we need to be out doing deals now saying, hey, Erik ten Hag's turning this thing around. Get on the ship. We can't be negotiating. Who knows what kind of budget we're going to have, how much they're going to spend if we don't even know when the deadline is. Because every time you think, okay, this is when the final bids are coming in, and this is, we need to have, the owners want to be in there so they can turn this club around and get working on it. And, okay, this is the plans we have for the stadium. This is what's going on. And I think the Glazers are just kind of pissy because they expected a huge bidding war between 8 or 9 people, and now there's 2, I think. Because in the beginning, of course, the fake media was bringing up all kinds of stuff like, yeah, Amazon is interested and Apple is going to buy them and this thing. And, I, you know, yeah, that's just clickbait. Yep, sorry. BBC, yeah. Simon Stone of the BBC, yeah, clickbait. I mean, he's usually good, but, you know, they all got to chime in because they got to get you to clickbait and click this and watch this. And I mean, but imagine if you had a guy that could check, like, 500 million in a transfer window and... you know, 200 million in a January transfer window and just escape. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know. I honestly think as a league table stand, well, I think we'll easily get third, if not fourth. You know, I think the Arsenal-Man City game was the decider, whoever won that was going to win the league. It's not guaranteed, but you know, Arsenal's going to have to play like they've done all season, and they can't give up. They can't be the Austin Binga Arsenal that, like, they start strong and then tank. I have an affinity for Arsenal Fan TV because I like how they do, like, when they do the watch-along, there's, like, five of them on a couch, and they watch the game. Because when they – I started watching them some, like I do United Stand, when they were, like – when the media was going after fan channels and get out of here, and like their media outlets to this day, they can't believe that Mark and the United Stand, Mark Goldberg's United Stand, is all fan-funded. Never had any like billionaires. It's just like, hey, he just, him and a bunch of his friends said, hey, I'll get on YouTube and I'll watch that. I'll watch the game and comment on it. We can talk about it. And it started from there, and the rest is history. You know, it's amazing what you can do if you get a bunch of people positively, and you can, you know, you can change your country if you positively do stuff. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And don't forget, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, God bless you all. Have a great night and goodbye.